Residents from opposite sides of a controversial development issue are packing into Port St. Joe's Commission meeting. The city's Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard is currently zoned for mixed use, meaning property can be used for residences or businesses. In 2016, a small group of locals formed the North Port St. Joe Project Area Coalition, or PAC. They set out to define where the commercial district should end and the residential one should begin, and that's causing nearby homeowners to wonder if they will be displaced by the new boundaries.
Yes, my name is Sarah Williams, and I had no knowledge of nothing. Hadn't received no notice about rezoning. My home has been in this community well over 70 years. 70! What in the world I want to commercialize my own property for? I can barely pay the taxes I'm paying now.
The PAC has presented its plans to the city, and now the city is considering changes to the land use map. John Hendry is a consultant for the PAC. He says the new language will protect current residents rather than displace them.
What we did was to say, okay, the underlying use remains mixed use, but what we want to do is make sure that we're really clear about three zones. The first one is the commercial zone, which runs between avenues A and C.
Hendry continues.
We wanted to preserve the part of the street that was dedicated to residential occupation. So we made that a separate zone.
The third zone is transitional. It would link the commercial and residential districts, but tensions rose during the city commission meeting when residents like Linda Hill said they never received a notice of the possible land use change.
I feel like we should know something before anyone votes.
But the city's planning consultant, Ray Greer, says the city fulfilled its legal requirements.
They have notified all property owners of the future land use map amendment, including the ability to enact out of it.
Excuse me.
President of the PAC, Chester Davis, says despite the controversy, the new language is the first step to restoring the area.
We just had it going on in common words. Like I said, everything worked within its own self. Like the grocery store was owned by local people that lived above the grocery store. The tavern and the bars had apartments above it. So everything there was just lively. I mean, it was a good place to grow up.
During Davis's childhood, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard was Main Street. It served as a bustling community center that had everything from grocery stores to a dentist's office. The nearby paper mill served as the main source of job security. It closed in the late 90s, and Davis says the economy never recovered.
The buildings has become unlivable. Most of them are torn down. The history that we have had is no longer visible. You can't see what we used to have at all.
The Jesse Ball DuPont Fund has been a main stakeholder for North Port St. Joe's development efforts ever since its founders died. The company financed a survey that identified the community as blighted. PAC consultant Hendry explains this further.
Low property values, low lot values, and just a sense that the neighborhood had been left behind.
Residents like Letha Matthews joined the PAC after buying property on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
So what we want to do on the lower floor is make businesses, four businesses, and then up on the two top floors, I think we're going to have two 2-bedrooms and two 1-bedroom apartments.
But Woodward Avenue resident Crystal McElroy says miscommunication among neighbors has divided not only Port St. Joe, but neighboring areas as well.
We've seen these issues over in our neighborhood, right? Woodward, Marvin, kind of turning us against each other as neighbors. You've seen it now here. You saw it over at Highland View.
Port St. Joe's city commissioners voted to adopt the new land use amendment. The city's next step is to review whether the PAC's rezoning plan is viable. I'm Robbie Gaffney.